Yesterday, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists released what they called the Pandora Papers. The expose revealed the financial secrets and offshore deals of dozens of heads of state, politicians, public officials, and celebrities from 91 countries and territories. The two-year investigation used 600 journalists to look over 12 million confidential files. We're going to take a deeper look. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Josh Rudolph. He is a fellow for Malign Finance at Alliance for Securing Democracy. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. This was such an exhaustive report. What are some of the big takeaways in your mind?
Well, the biggest takeaway, Patty, is what you said. This massive trove of documents from 14 companies revealing that the secret clients of these offshore finance companies include 35 world leaders, 14 current sitting heads of state, and hundreds of corrupt politicians around the world playing by their own set of rules.
What really surprised me are these tax havens that a lot of them were in the United States, and they dealt with trust. Can you elaborate more on that?
Yeah, exactly. So, for example, in South Dakota, and there are a number of other states as well, because we think of these tax havens as being faraway Caribbean, island nations. But it turns out that a number of major states, we know Delaware for shell companies, for example, but the big story today was about South Dakota, these trust providers that turn out to have been, I think the Washington Post identified 30 trusts that are tied to people that are accused of fraud, bribery, human rights abuses. The crazy examples of trusts held by a sugar magnate that's bulldozing homes in the Dominican Republic, a Colombian clothing tycoon that's been prosecuted for this huge network of drug trafficking and money laundering. Well, the list goes on and on. But really bad actors were able to store their money, almost over $1 billion, in South Dakota through these trust arrangements.
Why South Dakota? What is going on there?
Well, if you think about it, it has some similarity with the smaller type of island economies, in that it's kind of remote and distant, and in terms of its industry, it can really help support its local economy and government finances by creating these permissive laws that allow anyone from anywhere to come in and set up financial secrecy that might not be so good for the or serve the individuals there, but given that they're a relatively small and open economy, they can attract wealth from elsewhere and receive economic benefits that way.
So it's the state legislators that make and craft these bills.
Yeah, and sometimes with the help of the lawyers who work for shady, wealthy elites, they show up to the legislature with, here's a draft bill, here's what would help my clients, and you guys, government can fix all your fiscal problems in the process. So it doesn't even originally come from the lawmakers and the public interest. It comes from bad actors, but it kind of suits everyone's needs. That's been going on for, it turns out, a couple of decades in South Dakota.
My big question is, there's no federal oversight on this?
Not enough. So it kind of varies. But with the trusts, the federal government essentially delegates the supervision to the states. And the states are in this conflicted situation because they're making a lot of money off of it. So they don't supervise it that well. And that's one thing that can and should change. The Treasury Department can step in here very actively and take on a greater role.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. Josh Rudolph is a fellow for Malign Finance at Alliance for Securing Democracy.